Grain futures, we are sharply lower on the soybeans. Soybeans, as of right now, have given up 50% of the gains they made into last Friday's high when measured all the way back down to the June lows. Of course, proving that markets are always a stair step up or an escalator up and an elevator down. That's the case. Two things triggering the selling that has magnified here over the last 3 days is that, A, they are hoping for some reasonably decent rains in dry areas of the Western Corn Belt into Western Iowa, Eastern South Dakota, areas of Eastern Nebraska. They have been parched. So has North Dakota, but North Dakota, only eastern fringes, southeastern portions where that potential rain exists. It looks like we're going to stay mostly dry, but the market doesn't care about us as much as Iowa, eastern South Dakota, obviously, and Nebraska. And so that, along with the fact that China is going to send 400 launchers to Iran, might not be helpful for our relations between President Trump and President Xi. Recall that President Xi is supposed to be coming in September sometime, I think at the 24th, to visit here reciprocally after President Trump went over there with a delegation of who's who's and corporate heads. And so it's a reciprocal trip. Little fear that maybe that might mess up some Chinese buying, as we really haven't seen massive buying of soybeans registering this week from China. So that put some pressure on the beans, along with the corn market in retreat. We're back to the lows of the week for corn, unlike soybeans, which are, you know, through the gap that they made last week and punching down currently, with the September beans down 29 and a quarter, 1175 and a half. November off 28 and a half at 1191 and a half. 1191 is the midpoint of all the gains made from June 30th up into last Friday. Corn, December contract down 8.5 cents at 472, while September row crop off 8 3/4, 449 and 3/4. In the wheat trade, we've been higher most of the day. Actually, they were sharply higher last night, up almost a dime at times. And then as the weakness in the row crops became pervasive, the gains on the wheat market slipped away. And so now we are fractionally lower. There, it's a concern that the Black Sea is not seeing much, if any, grain movement. The Kerch Strait, pretty much closed. No wheat's coming out of the Azov Sea. Now in the deeper blackwater ports inside of the Black Sea region, restrictions, some of them only loading out half as what they normally would be, and then they're worried about the ships not getting sunk after they leave. So insurance is high. Grain movement and purchases out of the Black Sea region at the beginning of the season, and this really dials up as we get into August, has been minimal. So many are wondering, when are we going to start seeing buying interest into U.S. wheat or European wheat, which that crop went through the drought. It's been reduced, but nothing like the corn crop, which has been decimated over there. And so we have today Kansas City wheat currently, September contract down a penny, 725 and a quarter, while Minneapolis, September is up 3 3/4 cents, 706 and a quarter. December up 4 1/4, 729 and a half. Wheat crop ain't getting any bigger. Early yields on barley and such, we're hearing there's some bushels there, but the test weights are horrible. The Chicago wheat currently down a penny and a half at 661 for the September contract. Now on the cattle futures, another day of sharp gains as the market had free fell into last week. Somebody knew, the USDA leaks like a old combine sieve. Somebody knew, helping create the collapse in feeder cattle and live cattle prices over the prior weeks, because we made the low on our limit down Monday, a little lower Tuesday morning, and she reversed violently out of there yesterday. We did see the deferred feeders stayed down on the close, but today they're recovering all those losses and putting some gains on as the market equalizes and comes to grips with the fact that August 24th is still the time out there to get some feeders when they do start coming. It's going to be a slow start. First off, Mexico has to get all its protocols into alignment with what the USDA is requiring. If they miss that, well, then the border's not going to open. If they keep that in alignment, then in Douglas, Arizona, the port where they would receive the cattle, there's no pulling up and somebody crawling up on the side of the cattle rack and looking in and saying, yep, we're good. No. They're going to be offloaded, run through a chute, and every animal is going to be inspected. A very slow process bringing cattle in initially. And then if that goes okay for, who knows, several weeks or whatever they want to determine the USDA, then they'll set dates for future ports to be opened up. So with that, we're seeing the boxed beef market choices off $1.35 today after yesterday afternoon's sharp gains of $3, while select is $1.75 higher today. Feeder index, she's off 52 cents today at 347.95. So we've had the August feeders almost lining right up with that. We're up 225 for August feeders, 345.32. Live cattle first. August cattle up 227, 229.75. Bids are 228 out there. Offers obviously 235, 234. So we'll see where we do land, but the board puts it at 229.75 for now. October cattle up 290, 225.07. The December contract picking up $3.05 to 224.35. Now in the feeders, October, let's go September. September gaining 312, 340.35. We're close to yesterday's highs. October feeders did bang yesterday's highs. We're up 445, stronger in the deferreds because they've taken it the worst over the last week. The Octobers are at 331.27. November feeders, 472 higher. 324.52, and how about January feeders? They are up $4.87 to 317.30. It's about a $12 gain off of yesterday's lows. Hog futures, they've turned lower now. We're down $1.17 on August hogs, 101.92. October losing $1.50 to 86.77. Now, in the metal markets, steady money right now on the gold. August, $4,038. The silver is up 48 cents, $58 and a penny. Bitcoin, the July contract, down 60 bucks, $63,810. And crude oil, of course, you're aware of the heightened hostilities now firing back up over in Iran. They're launching missiles at our assets, and of course we're going to return favor. And of course there's that big mountain that President Trump's been talking about. They're going to hit that thing pretty hard, apparently. So crude oil for the September contract. Also, our oil stocks dropping again today considerably, tightening things up. We need to settle this thing pretty quick because we've been selling crude oil to other countries, not getting much for imports. We're drawing down our stocks. Got about 5 weeks left at this rate, so things have to change quick and soon. But today, crude oil up $5.15 to $84.41. Gasoline, September up 6.25 cents a gallon, $3.20.5, while diesel fuel, check this out, climbs 21.5 cents a gallon. Yay, $4.23. I had to look twice. So yeah, not friendly for diesel fuel gains. We'd advised 2 weeks ago securing harvesting diesel fuel needs because it didn't look good here going on the rest of the summer if you didn't have that taken care of. Any questions? Hey, you can always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. If you need, take a look at our newsletter. You might find it useful. It's free. From heartlandinvest.com, thanks for listening and have a profitable day.